5 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I think we used to hear 10 o'clock.
Now it says it's 7:30 or 7, and do you know where your children are online?
What?
That's what they say now.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. Do you know where your children are online?
It's 7 o'clock. Do you know where your children are online?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yes, that's what we have on our local TV. Check on your children.
Du hast schämst mich. That's what we say. That's German for you shame me, except it isn't.
It's Von Fry German for you shame
me. Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Do not interrupt when the Let's Go is about to come on. Now I'm angry with my mom on Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
The mom's sticking her tongue out.
You're supposed to talk up to the stinger part right there. Like, you've seen how the DJs do it, right?
I don't know. I'm not a DJ.
You've heard of the radio, right?
Yeah, but I don't
it's
know.
It's 5 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Do 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 do. The heat is on. Like, they talk before the lyrics start, right?
Okay.
So the person's saying, "Let's go," and that would have been a clean way to start, but instead you had to keep talking over it.
Sorry.
All right. So what have you been up to this week?
Let's see. Well, I had a sore neck this week. I pinched a nerve in my neck.
Well, we forgot to talk about the boxing match.
Yeah, we did. That we didn't get to see until the next day.
You turned on all of the focus mode, do not alert, all that stuff, so I wouldn't get any news alerts saying what would happen.
I know.
And I feel stupid for believing that Netflix would give us an honest fight. It felt very staged. People are sharing clips now of Mike Tyson, like, starting to punch and then going, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't punch this guy. That's my payday.
Yeah.
It feels like Mike Tyson took a dive for, they're saying, like $20 million.
No, I think the other guy took a dive. I think the other guy could
have... The winner doesn't take the dive.
Well, I think he pulled back and didn't knock him out.
I think Mike Tyson could have knocked him out, but was under contract not to. There's rumors that he was not allowed to knock him out or he'd lose all his money.
I think both of them weren't going to knock anybody out.
I don't know how the Texas Board of Fighting or whatever would allow there to be a fight in which one guy isn't allowed to knock the other guy out.
Well, it was an agreement that wasn't publicized.
Shouldn't that be illegal? People are betting on this.
I know, but I
also it's a disaster for Netflix. The stream went down for everybody. Some of the cool people are acting like they saw it happen.
Well, good for them.
Well, my stream worked. No, it didn't. And we know Netflix is going to they're going to have live WWE Monday Night Raw,
We hope it's live.
They're going to have the Chiefs playing Christmas Day.
We hope.
We'll probably watch that the next day,
I hope this works,
right?
I'm looking forward to that.
It's just a complete disaster. How about we go ahead and get into the news?
Okay, what you got?
So, have you heard of Jaguar?
Yeah, the car?
Yeah, the car company. They've changed their logo and, like, their whole outlook on life, I guess. Anyways, this is atrocious. Have you seen their advertisement?
No, I haven't.
All right, so here we go. Describe what you see there.
It looks like a fashion ad. Now we're painting. It's a painting ad, a decorating ad.
I'm convinced half these people are actually Tilda Swinton.
Brack molds.
They said molds spelt in English style. All right, now look at the logo at the end, Jaguar.
Okay, where's the car?
That's the first thought most people had was, where's the car?
Good gosh.
They said,
if you can't read, you're screwed. No
so
one.
Elon Musk asked them, so are you a car company? Like, yeah, we'd like to show you some during some coffee or whatever, you know?
I think Jaguar is the new Vogue.
So they're in, look, guys, you're not supposed to give out financial advice, but sell your house and short Jaguar's parent company, Tata Motors. That's what you should do. Their stock's in free fall. Their sales were down a lot.
Well, who bought that ad?
They suspended their sales for like all their manufacturing for like this year so that they can switch over to all EV platform, okay?
What's EV platform?
Electric vehicle.
Okay.
So and I don't think this is appealing to the people that could afford their cars because this stuff's only going to get more expensive.
Well, I guess if you can dress in fancy fashion, I guess you could afford their car, but...
What bothers me most is that the way they wrote Jaguar, some of the letters are capital and some are lowercase in the middle of the
word. Makes you think
that
maybe it's not really the Jaguar, the car, it's a new fashion line.
They've said, consider this a declaration of intent. The guy behind this is really into that diversity, equity, inclusion stuff. He said he set up 15 diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives at Jaguar. Maybe they betted on Kamala Harris winning, and then everybody would be all in on this sort of thing. But instead, the other side won, and now they probably should have scrapped this before going with it.
Oh, goodness. Because they're just getting roasted.
Okay,
I bet there'll be a new ad out soon, and it's going to show the Jaguar, the car.
The way this sort of thing works is, like, in 6 months, they'll pay some firm $30 million to tell them to go back to their old logo.
Yeah, to resurrect
that. Yeah, that's usually the way that sort of thing goes.
I don't think it's going to be even that long. I think it's going to be soon, like next week.
It's bad. Like, look at the logo. You've got capital J, a lowercase a, followed by a capital G and a capital U, lowercase a, lowercase r.
You know, I don't have a problem with that, but come on, don't.
How do you not have a problem with that?
You've got to show a car. You've got to at least show somebody driving a car. That's why you buy a car.
Well, this is supposed to get you hyped later. I guess these androgynous models are going to be driving the EV, or the EV will be driving them, or whatever. Yeah. Jay Leno, you've seen him in person, right?
Yeah.
Well, he decided falling down a mountain.
Oh, bless his heart. He was trying to get to a restaurant from his hotel room, I heard.
To have some chicken parm.
Yeah. God,
he still
I'm
had
so
the
sorry.
Chicken parm.
Well, he was determined.
He said it was a 60-foot drop. I don't think so. Maybe 30.
I'm glad he
maybe
survived.
Maybe 25. But yeah, he rolled down the hill a bit.
I mean, I'm wondering, you
There's
know,
some
I love
rocks.
You, Jay Leno, but did you have a few before dinner drinks? Maybe. I don't know.
He may not drink.
I don't.
Stuff.
Well, maybe
I don't
he maybe he's got a blood sugar problem.
So
he, need
still,
to go eat
he
really
had
bad.
His chicken parm, went to the hospital, got patched up, probably told a lot of stories. Because you know when he.
I heard he went to the drugstore and bought a patch for his eye.
Oh, yeah. He got an eye patch, right? But he's like, yeah, hey, you know, anything about an eye patch? I fell down the mountain over here at 68.
Jolly Roger. Jolly Roger.
Is that the way it's
Jolly Leno.
Okay. Well. So I appreciate that the clerk at the CVS or Walgreens or whatever recognized him and took a picture and all that.
Of course.
Because right? It would be sad if they didn't recognize him.
He probably told a little joke while he's in there.
Well, you've seen the video of him getting, like, they have him off to the side getting the skin graft therapy or something, or the in the chamber with the oxygen.
Uh-huh.
And you can see his hands are moving a whole lot, like he's telling
I think
a joke.
He's telling
and the nurse
jokes
is kind of like, oh, gosh, can we, you're just quiet down, you know, like
well,
I've heard enough.
When we saw him performing, he loves to tell jokes.
So
President-elect
Donald Trump has made Linda McMahon, who, you know, one of the executives, the wife of the guy, the founder and CEO of WWE, is going to be the education secretary.
Yeah, and she lied about her college degree. It's not an education.
I don't think that people understand what they're doing over here with the Trump administration. Look, he's got a reality host guy. He put reality people on where he could, okay? So he's got the RFK Jr. who doesn't believe in things and conspiracies and all that stuff, doesn't want people vaccinated as much as other people want because maybe it helps the pharmacy make money. He's
know.
Got him. He's going to have him in charge of
help a population
of
control.
the healthcare stuff, right?
Yeah.
He's got a reality show host or a reality show contestant from one of the first, the first reality show, but it was like the sixth or seventh season in the 90s called The Real World. He's going to be the transportation secretary. So he was also on a show called Road Rules. So therefore, he must know about travel. See, that's,
I don't know.
That's
I think Trump
Trump's
watches
logic.
A lot of TV.
I think here's what he's doing. He's not picking the most qualified people
to run these
agencies, all right? He's picking the people who are going to shut them down.
No, he's picking the people that are going to do whatever he says. Yes, Mr.
Linda
Trump.
McMahon is there to end the Department of Education.
Well, I don't doubt that.
That's the point. That's what I think.
I hope not.
Elon Musk might officially be the best Diablo 4 player in the world. So there's a game called Diablo 4. I haven't played it. I played a little bit of the original. Didn't really care for it. You walk around, you fight demons or something, okay?
Yep.
And I guess
That's
Elon Musk...
That's why it's called
Diablo. Elon Musk really likes it. And the latest one came out about a year ago. Whoopi Goldberg mentioned it on The View.
Did she play it?
She downloaded it. She bought it. She downloaded it. And it said she couldn't play it offline and she got mad. And she expressed this on The View.
Oh.
The other women were like, what are you talking about, Whoopi? You know, that's about it. So anyways, he has some speed run of the game that may be the fastest in the world. I guess he's really into it and stuff.
Why don't you try it?
I haven't actually played it or anything. But yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. You run around and you slash things and stuff. And It's something Tyler might be into, but we'll have to ask him about it.
Okay.
Over in New Zealand, they're having protests because the mulberry. Yeah, I've heard it's actually pronounced kind of like mold, mulberry. But people are like Maui or something.
Whatever, go on.
They're going around singing and dancing in their parliament, and I don't know if you have thoughts on that. She's ripping up this new treaty that takes away some of their advantages as a people. Because they don't want the white people having as many rights as they do in the country. So now they have to stick their tongues out and wave their hands around. And you're supposed to embrace this because it's multicultural or whatever. I think it's just kind of annoying. They do this sort of thing in soccer games, rugby games. I think Hawaii, when they play football, they have a little dance. It's supposed to intimidate you.
It's their culture, and there's nothing wrong with their culture, but there's a place for culture everywhere. And if
my culture is making fun of people, so how do you like
that? You
don't
have much of a culture.
So I just think that that's kind of messed up. She's 22, did this to get a lot of clicks and, you know, raise her platform, I kind of feel like. What do you think?
Like I said, you know, it's their culture, and we get stuff. I mean, look how they behave in our Congress and Senate, so...
The PlayStation turns 30 years old this year in Japan. It was released, I think, in December of 1994. Didn't come to the United States till 95, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why they used to do this sort of stuff. They've released special editions that look like the original PlayStation of the PlayStation 5.
But you had one, right?
No. Well, I did in 98. We got one, okay? But they also released the new PlayStation 5 controllers that look in the pattern kind of reminiscent of the original controllers.
Those are
nice little gray color.
Do you want Santa Claus to bring you that?
I have a joke about Santa Claus and things.
Oh,
but
you do?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good. But, getting ready for these party gigs.
I'm still talking.
Zip it.
So they restocked these at Best Buy, caused like a massive panic online, and they're everywhere. Mine, I still haven't got it, and all this stuff. But yeah, people are really wanting this. Is the PlayStation controller that looks like a PlayStation 1 controller from 1994 might be the hot item for Christmas.
Seriously.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else in that area so much.
What's the hot toy? I haven't even heard.
I just told you, PlayStation 5 that looks like a regular PlayStation.
Okay.
Okay. The Wichita City Council.
Oh, guys. You got a park in Wichita.
Hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if our struggling city also paid charged people to pay through the nose with an obnoxious app
to
park
there?
We
barely get anybody going downtown as it is, and now they're going to charge people.
Businesses can't stay in business. We had the homeless took over a movie theater.
Yeah, it's all they're tearing it down, it looks like.
This other one called Movie Time that has actually been successful in Town West is going in there.
Okay, well, I saw it. I mean, Town West, let's talk about that. That mall's practically not even there. They should turn their water off all the time because they don't pay their bills.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah. That's a great headline for that.
Yeah, right, Wichita. There.
So, Wichita. What, we got a jingle? You got to live somewhere, like, right?
Yeah.
So, they said, how much are we going to charge people? Let's charge a flat fee. Let's escalate it, and eventually it's going to be $5 for a day.
That bad part is, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if we had, like, some kind of public transportation down there, but we don't. So, I mean, they have this little trolley that goes around, but you can't count on it.
It is a curiosity rather than a mode of transportation.
Right. So if you live down there, you would have to pay to park.
And it's a lot of money.
And you can't go down there without parking. You can't get on a
bus paying to
or
park
get on
in
a,
one spot.
Right.
So then where do you go, right?
It's
like
crazy.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a terrible idea. And they're like, we got to do something for the infrastructure. I'll tell you what they got to do. I'll tell this is, guys, the scam is coming to a city near you. There is an outfit, I forgot the name of them, I probably should have looked this up. They make you download their app, and you have to use their... Hey, it's so expensive to put in these parking meters, right?
Yep, so that's what they have in Kansas
City.
So
we're gonna make everybody download this app and then pay like PayPal or set up a bank account, credit card, whatever, and you're going to be charged via that. It's going to take you 3 to 5 minutes to use each time you park.
And so do you want to go down there? Do you want to meet your friends? Everybody meet at a club in one of the suburbs or, you know, East Wichita or West Wichita.
This might actually drive people to the casino that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe so. I mean, there's lots of places to go in Wichita and not go downtown.
I swear these, and I can't prove this, but what are the chances that the city councilmen don't make a lot of money? They got this app coming up to them. Hey, how about we kick you about 20 grand and you you go ahead and force this through on the people and, you know, we all make money.
It's possible.
I would say it's highly likely, okay?
Their marketing money.
So if you start seeing these apps come up in your city, just think.
Check it out.
You got to thank a city councilman, right?
That's right.
That's got to be it.
But it's not official yet. They're going to address it again in December.
In sports, Russell Westbrook has recorded his 200th career triple-double. You know what a triple-double is?
No.
It's when you have double digits and three stats. So you score 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He plays for the Denver Nuggets now. His teammate, who is fairly new to the scene, Jokic, who might win his fourth MVP this year in like, I don't know, five or six seasons. It's pretty amazing. He has 136. He gets a triple-double almost every single day.
Wow.
And he does, and he's not even a primary ball handler. He's a center. And yeah, so I don't think that Russell Westbrook's going to keep this record, you know, on retirement so much. But yeah, but Russell Westbrook, he got MVP with the Thunder.
Well,
we appreciate him for that, right?
Yep.
We also, lastly, we had some people stuck at Knott's Berry Farm.
Really? In California? That's right. Yeah. In San Francisco area?
I think the place originally was a berry farm and then they bought it. And just didn't bother to change the name.
I always think maybe they had like jam and jelly and
that's
stuff to sell there, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Well, I actually lied. We had one more news story.
Well, I got one.
Oh, well, okay. You do yours.
Well, we talked about the penguin that got lost.
Right.
But I just saw a news story real fast that they said now he's taken back out into the ocean. Guess what his name was?
Emperor King? I don't know.
No, Gus.
Oh,
I like that name. He got bulked up, and now they put him back in the ocean.
I saw a picture. They had him in, like, a kennel or somewhere.
To bulk
and he
up.
Was just kind of, like, standing in the corner, like he got arrested for drunken behavior or something.
Yeah,
and he's just kind of standing in the corner, like, look, I kind of have my phone call by now. Like, I've got some pups over in the corner I got to go see, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I've got an egg I have to stand on, whatever they do.
Right.
So this girl showed these pictures on Twitter. She's a student, I guess college student. She had some Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a mug.
Uh-huh.
She was drinking a mug, right? She gets to the bottom and has a cinnamon gecko in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, it's just shaped like that?
It is a gecko that died in the pot. Look, let's...
Well, how little could the gecko be?
That's the spoon. It's pretty darn tiny. Geckos are tiny.
Are they really?
Yeah. The Geico gecko is a bit of an anomaly.
How do we
He's
know,
pretty big.
How do we know it didn't come from her house?
She said she didn't have eyes on it at all times. She walked away. Maybe it crawled in and died in there.
Does she have geckos in her house? Where does she live?
I think it is more likely, given the coloring of it, that it died. It was somehow got into the cereal during the processing of all the cereal.
Oh, my.
And she almost had the worst treat at the bottom of the box.
Crunchy.
Well... Would I? They've
I'd be
reached
ashamed.
Out. They want to give her some cereal. I don't think I would could trust their. I don't think I could eat cereal again.
Oh, bologna!
You'd be like, it'd be one of those stories.
You
like,
probably
you
ate
know what?
One in yours.
No,
some people just eat. They don't pay attention. If you're half asleep in the morning eating your cereal, you're not paying attention. That was really crunchy. That kind of tasted different.
So I had this energy pill thing from GNC or vitamins or something, and it had like a. Flat, you know, a swallow wrapper around it. But I bit it in half and I drank it, you know, because that's how I do.
Apparently,
I don't like to swallow stuff.
Because you can't swallow things.
And at some point, I didn't have anywhere to put the thing or whatever, the cap. So I kind of threw it in my Gatorade. And then I was playing Halo, and this was years back
downstairs. I think I remember this.
And it ballooned in the Gatorade.
It was like gelled.
And I thought... There is a finger in my Gatorade.
Oh, gross.
There, it looked like a finger.
It
and
blew
I thought
up,
maybe it's like a latex glove finger. It got huge. It got finger size. And it looked like a finger. And yeah, it kind of freaked me out. So Yep, that's some pretty messed up stuff right there. I think that I have a game for you.
Okay.
All right. You think you can handle handle a game called... Yes, this is pretty simple.
Never right? simple.
I'm going to name you five boxers. You know?
Like I know boxers.
And you're going to tell me which ones are dead and which ones are alive, okay?
Okay.
First up, Mike Tyson. Iron Mike Tyson, also known as, I think, Kid Dynamite.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, so.
He's alive.
Mike Tyson, who just threw a fight, is.
No, he
just
lost.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
fight.
That's what he did. He is. Yep, he is alive. Okay, so that's pretty easy, right?
Well, I guess. I was alive last week. It'd be hard to miss that.
All right, KSI. That's the guy's name.
Casey?
KSI. Is KSI dead or alive?
He's dead.
KSI is the cohort partner of Jake Paul who fought Mike Tyson. They run this energy drink company called Prime.
Oh, he was standing back there with the energy drink. Sorry.
They originally fought each other and he got beat, or no, maybe he beat his older brother, I think. Mm. But yeah, something like that. Evander Holyfield. Ooh, that's an old soundy name, isn't it?
No, but he's still alive.
Well, what makes you think?
I'm just guessing.
Evander, real deal Holyfield.
I haven't seen him lately.
Is alive.
Mom's good.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Is alive.
The golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya, is
alive.
Alive.
Woo-hoo. Go, Mom.
Riddick Bowe.
Ooh, I recognize that, but I don't know. I guess he's alive.
Riddick Bowe is...
Very good.
Alive. All right, so you did get one wrong.
I know, but that's pretty good. For me. You want a quote?
Hey, I got a joke for you, and it happens to be a quote from a comedy act instead of, hey, here's something they said offhand to TMZ while waiting to pick up their luggage, right?
Okay. I love South Dakota. I do. And you know, the Black Hills of South Dakota are sacred to the Lakota Indians. And out of respect, our government carved four white guys into the side of a mountain.
Jim Gaffigan?
Yep. Do you know, have you recognized it?
The part where he said, I do. Like, there's something about that. Yeah.
You're a big fan of his, though.
Well,
so that
you know who they say is really blowing up right now? Because, like, they had some Vanity Fair interview or something with her. Was that the girl from who went to KU, Nikki Glaser.
Oh, really?
Because she roasted Gronk and Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
She probably had the best bit of what I've saw of it, because I kind of just got worn out with them kind of all telling the same joke. But I liked how she made fun of him losing all this money on crypto, and she said, even Gronk was like, me know that, not real money.
Yeah, I like that. Bye-bye now. I'm going to go have some barbecue.
How about we pick up brisket instead of just the pork? Because the pork, it's always so dark and...
Well, we're getting pork.